KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Gorman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What if you take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And so it has not curled edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in the bath?
I do not.
All right. Well, maybe the cooler air against the warmer floor could cause this additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things that you should be doing. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage all around the outside of the house. I mean, that bathroom is on a slab, so it could get very wet from just being on the ground itself. That concrete is very hydroscopic. It's sucking up all the moisture in the ground, drawing it up into the slab, and then it's going to wick its way up and, you know, find its way into your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and your downspouts. You want to make sure that they're clean, that the water flows freely, and the spouts are extending about 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You want to get all of that roof water away and take a look at the angle of the soil around the house. You want to make sure that it's sloping away from the home and not towards the home. You want to think about maybe replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because if that bathroom is super humid, it's going to stay on longer to make sure that it removes all of the humidity from that space before you turn it off. I mean, I feel like everybody in my house, the shower, they're done, they turn off the vent fan in there. So it's not always doing the best job, but if you have a humidistat, it won't turn off until it reaches the proper moisture level. You also want to keep an eye on the floor, because some laminate floors stand up very well to moisture and some don't. So keep an eye on it. If it ends up that it does need to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy to kind of seal in and stop that moisture from evaporating up into the room. All right, but if you only get that far, don't tear everything up now. Just wait until it's time to replace it before you seal the slab and do that all at the same time. Just keep an eye on it. Try to maintain the moisture around the outside of the house and see if that makes a big difference.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that, and thanks so much for calling us. Summer's winding down, but you still have time to tackle a few key home projects before that warm weather disappears. Coming up, we'll share the top jobs that you need to be checking off your to-do list. From painting and ceiling to late-season landscaping, your home is going to be ready to shine through the fall and beyond. That is next on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, before summer fades, taking a few minutes to inspect and clean your deck is a super important project that you can tackle very easily. You want to sweep away the debris, take a look for any loose boards or nails, and give it a gentle power wash. If the wood looks dry or faded, you can apply a fresh coat of sealant or stain. A little maintenance now is going to protect your deck from the fall rain and winter weather, and it keeps it looking great when you're ready to entertain next season. I love that. I'd love to be ready to just sort of roll into the warm weather once the winter's over. I don't want to do the work, so let's do it now. All right, Jim, who's up next on the phone?
That's because you're still pouting that ski season ended.
True, until like July. And then I'm like, oh, we're almost there.
Here we go, yeah. It's just like hunters and boaters and everything else, yeah.
You're not wrong.
That's great. In Missouri, Leslie, we've got Hugh. How can we help you out today on the Money Pit, Hugh?
I have quite a few Japanese beetles that have really attacked my cherry tree and my plum tree, and my raspberries and my rose bush, a couple rose bushes. I've talked to a national company that will help me, but I have a couple dogs that are in the backyard some, and I'm wondering if how important is it to avoid chemical sprays to take care of those Japanese beetles.
Wow, Hugh, it seems like they really love everything that's going on in your garden. You know, it's tricky. I think when it comes to pesticides and treating for insects around the yard, garden, house, everything, people kind of think, ugh, everything's bad. But I think if you work with a reputable exterminator who works with products that are tested and trusted by the manufacturers and by that individual, you'll find that most of them are relatively safe when they're applied by these professionals. They're thoroughly tested. They're not going to put anything in your house. If you say to the exterminator, I have pets and small children, they'll say, hey, we won't use X, Y, and Z here. We can use this alternative. I think there's always a solution to kind of find the right treatment, whether it's chemical, whether it's natural, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. And using a pro gives you a better product to get rid of those insects more effectively than you picking up something over the counter, which could be way more toxic. And then you're spraying and overspraying and not really paying attention to how much or where or what's the best way to do it. I think if you're working with a pro who uses these chemicals every day to treat these insects, they will know how to apply it. It will be far more effective than you trying something on your own. So for me, if there was a lot going on in the garden and I was very concerned about what's happening with the plants and the rose bush and the raspberries, I would bring in a pro. And again, they're going to know when you speak to them that we eat these raspberries. I have a dog. I have kids who play in the yard, and they will correctly and effectively treat that in a way that works for you. So I would start there with a pro and see what they suggest.
Okay, thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to your program every week.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad we could help you out.
Thank you.
Well, summer is winding down, but before you pack away the patio cushions, there's still time to knock out a few projects that are easier and way more pleasant to tackle while the weather is warm. So first up, any exterior painting or staining you've got to do, whether it's your siding, the shutters, the deck, or a fence, this is the time to get it done. Paint and stain are going to cure best in temperatures between 50 and 85 degrees, so if you wait too long, cooler nights and damp days are going to mess with the finish and the longevity of that project lasting. Next, you want to seal your driveway. Asphalt takes a beating from the sun, the rain, and eventually the snow, so if you seal it now, that will help protect against cracks and deterioration caused by freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, a freshly sealed driveway looks sharp and boosts your curb appeal. And speaking of curb appeal, this is a great time to refresh your landscaping. So trim overgrown shrubs, edge those garden beds, plant some late blooming perennials or even mums for a splash of fall color. And while you're at it, check your exterior lighting. The days are getting shorter, so make sure that your pathways, the porch, the driveway are all well lit for safety and ambiance. And finally, don't forget to clean and store your summer gear. Power wash the grill, clean that patio furniture, organize those pool toys and the garden toys. Storing them clean means that they're going to be ready to go next year without any surprises. So if you're looking for a productive weekend, pick one or two of these projects. You're going to protect your investment, boost your home's value, and head into fall feeling like you've gotten the most out of summer. All right, let's see who we have on the line next, Jim.
We have Eunice in Arkansas, Leslie, and she has a retaining wall that she thinks is a chameleon and keeps changing colors. What's going on, Eunice?
Part of it is the part that's turning white, powdery looking, is the part that's exposed to the weather. It's kind of spreading. It looks like it's, you know, the whole thing will eventually turn white. I don't know if it's oxidizing or if moisture from the ground is making it change colors or what?
Well, that's kind of what's happening. I think there's a few things going on. What you're seeing with sort of that cloudy look there, Eunice, is called efflorescence. And that's basically that Concrete is very sort of absorbent, so it's sucking the moisture out of the ground, and it kind of evaporates through the concrete block, and it leaves that mineral deposit, which is what the cloudiness that you're seeing. Now, when you had this concrete poured, chances are that contractor used calcium chloride to help that cement sort of set up more quickly, and that could be giving you the harder time of perhaps having this epoxy coating sit on top and stay on top. And that's maybe why you're thinking it's sort of falling apart. Have you asked the manufacturer the question as to what might be going on while you're seeing this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the retailer could be telling you one thing and maybe the manufacturer is saying something else. So I would go right to the manufacturer and speak with them. You know, it's like you don't know what's being left out from the other conversation getting to you. You could be talking to a field rep who maybe thinks he knows the answer but doesn't. So the first thing you need to ask is, was this floor thoroughly dried before you started the whole process of the floor coating on it? And when you put that paint down the two times, was it from the same batch or was it different batches? Because it's hard to think of this epoxy floor not adhering, so it's kind of like an unusual situation there. I mean, I would definitely turn to one of the technical experts at the manufacturer. You should be able to get in touch with them pretty easily and ask them about this. They generally have people there who can help you identify what the issue is, and then they can help you maybe come up with a better solution since they know that product very well. There's probably a chemical reaction going on somewhere that's causing this issue, and they'll help you get better to the bottom of it. All right, Eunice?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, dealing with clogged up pipes is never a good problem to have, and we've got Lewis on the line who's doing that exact thing right now. Fill us in, Lewis.
I have an older home that just had a hot water heater system installed. And now I have no hot water pressure, all the lines are on. I think it has to do with the fact that the galvanized piping maybe broken loose inside and caused some kind of blockage. And I was just calling to find out what the best way to unblock those pipes.
Yeah, Lewis, that's no fun. I mean, you got a new water heater thinking you were going to have better flow of hot water, and now you have no hot water. You know, I kind of understand why you're thinking maybe these galvanized pipes, because galvanized pipes were kind of like the first step in plumbing systems. And when you look at a galvanized pipe, you know it's the oldest part of that system itself. You're seeing newer copper pipes on the project itself, but then all of a sudden these galvanized pipes. And what can happen is the inside of that galvanized pipe gets sort of build up with rust and yuck and whatnot. And over the time, it gets so clogged. I mean, think of it as like a clogged artery. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then perhaps something on the interior of it kind of broke away and now it's blocked. So this could have happened maybe when they put the water heater in, if they didn't change those pipes out, maybe just all of the moving of the mechanisms kind of knocked something loose inside of the galvanized pipe, but you can't unclog it at this point. I think it's a matter of replacing. And to that point, you would probably want to replace it not with copper, but with PEX, which is cross-length polyethylene piping. And it's really easy to work with. It's super durable. It's much more forgiving than any other plumbing pipe out there. It's great for remodeling projects. I mean, you're able to run PEX right up an exterior wall that you would have other issues with because of a rigid piping surface. Now, PEX will expand. It doesn't break as soon as it gets too much pressure on it. So if it were to freeze, you wouldn't have water for a bit, but it's not going to break that pipe. So it's definitely a good solution for this, but you do want to get that galvanized pipe out, replace it with something more updated, and hopefully that will restore the flow to every fixture in the house. All right, good luck with that project. Sorry, one project started another project, but hopefully this ends the projects. This is the Money Pit. Well, summer can be rough on your lawn, lots of heat, heavy foot traffic, and all that backyard fun. No wonder your grass is looking a little tired. We've got a great interview coming up with the research and development fellow lead for lawns from Scotts Miracle-Gro. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
As possible.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Looking a little tired this summer, don't worry, you are not alone.
The heat, the foot traffic, the unpredictable weather, it all takes a toll. But today's guest is here to help you bring that yard back to life. Joining us is Dr. Matthew Koch, R&D Research Fellow of Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, with a PhD in plant genetics and breeding from Rutgers. Matt is a smarty pants who has more than a decade of turning turf science into smart, sustainable advice that homeowners can actually use. And he's here to share expert tips on beating the heat, managing wear and tear, and keeping your lawn healthy and green all summer long. Matt, welcome to the Money Pit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So I think a lot of things come into play in the summer months. There's drought warnings. There's the heat. There's all of these things. So how should homeowners adjust based on the changing weather conditions to keep a beautiful lawn?
Yeah, so this time of year, it's really important to look at your irrigation. Lawns, especially in the north, require about an inch and a half of rainfall or supplemental irrigation a week to stay looking good. Especially like this time of year, it's important to adjust for that and provide the appropriate irrigation. Another thing is to make sure that the irrigation is staying in the right place. Adjusting your sprinkler head, adjusting the timing is also really important. You want to irrigate very early in the morning. If you let irrigate late at night, promote diseases because the leaves stay wet all night long. Changing your irrigation strategy to irrigating in the morning is very important.
How do you know that you're not overwatering? I mean, is there a way to sort of monitor the rainfall and the water that you're putting on to make sure that it's not too much?
Catch cans, rain meters are always suggested, setting up your irrigation system. This time of year, though, it's kind of hard to overwater. Grass is stressed, it's hot, it's dry, it's thirsty.
Now, I mean, in addition to it being hot and dry, I have boy children, and the lawn is like their favorite play area, from like, you know, sprinklers and games like that to endless soccer. I mean, the lawn's already stressed. How can we keep our grass from struggling just because of the usage?
Yeah, so I love that. I love hearing that people are using their lawns. It's my favorite house plant for that reason.
It looks so great.
Yeah, my daughter goes out and plays on sprinklers, playing fetch with the dogs. So hearing that people are using their lawns, that's what we want to hear. But, of course, it does stress them out. Rotating the stressed areas around is always important. Not putting too much traffic in one area always helps, and giving the lawn a chance to recover. Another great strategy is feeding your lawn. Your lawn is alive. It's a living organism. It requires food to thrive. So feeding your lawn is always important. Keep it looking healthy and have it recover from stress. So Scotts always has great products for things like that. Scotts Turf Builder Summer Guard is a great option for the summer. It's nutrients for your lawn to keep your lawn looking great, and also an insecticide to keep those pesky insects at bay. For a more natural option, there's OM Scotts & Sons Natural Lawn Food, which is a new launch that we have that is curated and crafted for your nutrients that are found in nature.
So in terms of feeding and caring for the lawn with these additives, is this something that you're adding to your morning watering routine, or is this more of like a midsummer check-in? Like, what's the best time to apply this?
Yeah, so the best time to apply it is really after you experience some stress. This is perfect for recovering your lawn from damage. So after the damage has occurred, you will feed your way out of it and allow your lawn to recover. So usually before and after stress. So spring feeding is always important, but always following it up with a late summer feeding to recover from damage.
How about mowing the lawn? I feel like people think, all right, I'm going to mow the lawn super short because it's so hot and it doesn't need all of that grass there to, you know, to add to the stress of it. But is there a better approach when it comes to proper lawn care as far as mowing goes in the summer?
Yeah, I think we all like the look of a nice, low-cut, manicured lawn like a golf course, but definitely not the most consumer-friendly, homeowner-friendly approach, especially as we're trying to save water. So mowing high is always a great option. Raising your mowing height up to the top of the mowing deck is always a good choice. What that does is it shades out the surface of the lawn and prevents water from evaporating, and also really promotes deep roots. Another great mowing recommendation is sharp blades. Dull blades shred the leaf tip, which actually increases the amount of water lost from the grass plant.
Yeah, because it's trying to heal itself.
That's right. Yeah, and it's also a great opportunity for those pathogens, those diseases, to get into the plant. So a nice sharp blade is a great choice, too. I always like sharpening my blade before I go out and mow.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Koch, the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. So, Dr. Matthew, I've decided that's what I'm calling you right now. Now that we're sort of ending summer, I know we're still sort of in the thick of it, but should we be thinking about the fall? I know we're all thinking of cooler temps, but what can we be doing as we're sort of, you know, wrapping up summer, getting ready for fall to make sure that the lawn is great?
Are we at that point already that we're wrapping up summer?
Well, you know, I'm thinking ahead.
I like it. It really is late summer lawn applications that prepare you for the fall. So that late summer feeding with a product like Scott's Summer Guard, great option, really does help repair from the damage of using your lawn all summer and get you ready for the prime growing conditions of fall. Fall is also the best opportunity for you to seed and repair. So really getting your lawn whipped into shape, watered well, deep roots, actively growing, coming out of summer, repairing from damage, that's where you want your lawn to be.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. If folks want some more info and perhaps have some help finding the right product for the application, they can head on over to scotts.com, and I'm sure they will find all of that information there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, summer sun might feel great, but it's taking a toll on your roof. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full replacement. That is next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, all that summer sun definitely does a lot of damage around the house. So we've been talking about drafts a bit on the show, but I think you also need to consider that for caulking around the windows and doors, while it dries out, that is what's going to cause the drafts. So while you're looking around the house, if you're seeing the breezes, if you're seeing the wind, if you feel a draft, it's not just about replacing the weather stripping. You can take a look at the exterior caulk and the sealants. If you see gaps or cracks in that sealant, you can reapply a high-quality exterior caulk to kind of seal things up tight. And you want to do this before the cooler weather arrives. It's definitely a small job that can make a big difference in your comfort and your energy savings, but it's also those small little cracks in these sealants around your windows, around that trim, that can lead to leaks and can lead to problems with the structure of that window frame itself. So definitely take a look now. It's a simple project you want to do while the weather is nice, and it's going to be a big, big saver come the fall season. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Bruce, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
The house on that was built in 78. In the past year and a half, during the winter, I'm getting this white frost that's coming off the bricks, and I didn't know whether that's something to worry about or not.
Well, Bruce, I think what you're seeing there is something called afflorescence, and it's just sort of like a mineral deposit that's left behind when water evaporates from that stone. In your case, it's brick, and I think you're just getting a lot of moisture into that brick. It's sort of soaking everything up like a sponge, and then it evaporates through and leaves behind that sort of white cloudy. I think what you might need to do is, like, seal your chimney. You could do that with a masonry sealer, and you want to make sure you pick one that's vapor permeable because it allows that stone to breathe. So it's going to stop a lot of that moisture from wicking into the brick and showing up inside of the house.
Gotcha. Is there a certain brand or a certain type I should be looking at?
I mean, most of them are silicone-based. You just want to make sure that it says vapor permeable so that it breathes, and that's going to be the right product for the job.
Well, I'm going to go hit the floor now then.
All right, yeah, good luck with that project. Well, summer might be fun for us, but it can be brutal for your roof. All that intense sun, the heat, and the dryness can take a serious toll on your asphalt shingles. It makes them brittle, it curls the edges, and then they're prone to cracking. So if your roof is 10 years old or more, this is the perfect time for a roof checkup, and that's where RoofMax comes in. Now, RoofMax is an innovative plant-based treatment that restores the flexibility and the water-repelling power of your aging shingles. You want to think of it as like a spa treatment for your roof. It's going to rehydrate those dried-out shingles so they can flex, they can expand and contract like they did when they were new. And that's critical for handling the daily temperature swings that can really wear a roof down, especially in the summer. Now, each RoofMax treatment can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years, and it comes with a 5-year guarantee. Now, the best part is the process takes just a few hours. No mess, no hassle, no giant dumpster in your driveway, no obnoxious loud noises from those shingles being replaced, and no nails in your driveway causing tires to be flat. So it really is a huge saver. And if you're thinking about cost, get this. RoofMax treatments can save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement, and that's a huge win for your wallet. But this isn't a DIY job. RoofMax is applied by a nationwide network of trained, certified installers, so you know that the job is getting done right. So if the summer heat is starting to show on your shingles, don't wait for those leaks to show up this fall. A quick inspection now could save you thousands and help your roof last for years to come. You can learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We have Sherry in Oregon on hold, Leslie. She has a question about a cast iron tub. What can we do for you today, Sherry?
What you can do for me is get rid of my fears.
Okay.
All right.
I have a cast iron tub. And soon after I get out of it and it starts to cool down, I hear this horrible loud snap. Or even if I walk into the bathroom before the tub is totally cooled down.
Like a metal sounding snap?
Yes.
I mean, that could simply be oil canning. Basically, as the tub is expanding and contracting from being hot and then cool, it kind of pops as the metal expands and contracts. So that could be what you're hearing. I mean, it's unusual with a cast iron tub, though, because those are generally pretty stiff, but That's the sound you're describing to me. Could just be a little bit of an annoyance, as long as it doesn't sound like you've got lumber snapping or something like that. If it's metal kind of like popping, like when you squeeze like a soda can or something and it makes it like ding, like popping sound, that's what it is.
Well, fantastic. I've gotten rid of that fear.
All right, there you go. Now that we've cleaned the slate, you've got nothing to worry about. Thanks so much for calling us, Sherry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
In Arkansas, we have Jack on the line, Leslie, and he's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's happening there, please, Jack.
My topic is a storm shelter that's made of steel, but it's leaking, and it has leaked since it was installed. Is there some way to detect the leak and to fix that with either welding or sealant?
Oh, well, a leaky storm shelter, I mean, that's definitely something if you don't fix, because it's steel, it could potentially weaken that whole structure. So a couple of things, I mean, definitely don't weld it. That seems like overkill. But you might want to try to seal it. If it's like a leak in the seam, you could use something like silicone. But if it's the entire roof of the storm shelter, you might want to replace that itself. And you could use EPDM. It's like a rubberized roofing product. And then you would kind of re-roof it with that, because that would do a great job of keeping the majority of the water off of that structure. And if during a storm you're hopping in there for safety and protection and you get a little bit of a leak, that's no big deal, right? But you don't want it to rot out over time, and then that roof becomes weak, because that's what's protecting you. So you want to make sure you keep that structure sound. And, you know, I wish you good luck with that, because you're in Arkansas and there can be some wicked storms there. So definitely get this, you know, fixed up before the storm season kicks into full swing.
If you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly curiosity can turn into danger. Leslie is sharing three smart ways to make your home safer for kids without turning it into a padded cell. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Dr. Value Ching.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Time now to open up some emails at moneypit.com and see what projects you all are working on. Jim, who do you have on deck?
We have Ed on deck, and he says, I want to know the best material to use to replace a flat residential roof. My home's roof is flat, as mentioned, in about 6,000 square feet. That's a good-sized roof. I'm looking for the best combination of cost, durability, ease of maintenance, and repair. Please help.
All right, so the first thing that comes to mind is this. You need to know that putting on a flat roof is a specialty project. It's not something that's done regularly by your traditional roofer. It's done by a commercial roofer, and they do that all the time. So I'm always cautious when a residential roofer wants to put a flat roof on when it's something that they're not that familiar with, and then they can make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, when these mistakes happen, they can cause a lot of issues. So in terms of the product that you select, you should consider these things. The first one's called EPDM. It's basically a synthetic rubber membrane. It's black, and it's commonly used in commercial buildings. It's incredibly durable, and it's kind of like having a solid sheet of rubber tossed over the house. You're going to get at least 25 to 30 years out of it, but keep in mind that because it's black, it's going to absorb a lot of heat, and it can drive up your cooling bills, so definitely keep that in mind. The other option is a lighter colored roof called TPO, and it's a thermoplastic polyolefin, and it's basically a single ply white membrane. It's used in both residential roofing and commercial roofing, but if you've got a flat roof or say a low sloped roof, it is a good option because it will keep your room cooler. You probably are going to get 25 years out of a TPO membrane, but keep in mind that even though it's white, when it goes down, it's going to get dirty. So if you're looking down at this from a second floor, it is going to look dingy over time and will need some maintenance to clean it. So those are two options there for you, and it's definitely all about the product used when it comes to a flat roof. So good luck with that, Ed.
Well, if you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly that curiosity they have can turn into danger. Leslie's going to share three smart ways to make your home safe without you going nuts.
Well, when it comes to kid-proofing your home, let's be honest. Unless you're living in a rubber room, you really can't eliminate every risk. But with a little common sense, you can tackle the big ones. So first up, windows. They might seem harmless, but window blind cords are a serious hazard for babies and young kids. And the fix is pretty easy. You can shorten those cords and you can tie them up out of reach, or better yet, you can swap them for cordless blinds. It's one of those small changes that definitely makes a huge difference. Next up, furniture tipping. I mean, kids are climbers, so things like bookcases, TV stands, even a dresser is like the greatest jungle gym ever. So you want to anchor them to the walls with brackets or safety straps, especially anything tall or too heavy. And while we're on the topic, most stoves and ranges come with an anti-tip bracket, but you have to install it. It doesn't do it itself. It comes in that drawer and actually use it. It keeps the appliance secure if a little one decides to pull on the oven door. Or, like many little kids, they love to sit in the warming drawer, so don't let it tip over. And last, the stairs and the railings. You want to check that your railings are at least 36 inches high and that the spindles are no more than 4 inches apart, so no little heads can squeeze through. Plus, you want to make sure that every staircase has a sturdy handrail with a closed end. Now, if that rail just stops short without wrapping back to the wall, you can catch your sleeve or loose clothing, and then that's a recipe for a fall. You know, a few smart fixes like these can go a long way towards keeping the little ones safe and giving you some well-earned peace of mind. All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We covered a lot today, from protecting your roof with RoofMax to getting your lawn back on track with expert advice from Scotts, plus some smart safety tips to keep your home kid-friendly. If you missed anything, you can catch the replay or check out our show notes at moneypit.com. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! As students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will transform into back-to-school hubs for Verizon Family Weekend, offering expert advice and practical solutions. Retail experts will demonstrate setting up devices like the Gizmo Watch for secure connections, optimizing connected tablets for learning, and using the Verizon Family app for screen time management and digital safety. Learn more at Verizon.com/family-tech.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing Friday. But public policy expert Matthew Conradetti says the president's intervention in Washington, D.C. is for the best.
Anytime you have more law enforcement on the streets, anytime you have more eyes on the streets, you make for a safer place.
Conradetti says living in Washington less perilous today because of President Trump.
Having this surge of National Guard, having the federal agents, having the Justice Department in charge of the Metro Police Department, all these things make the city safer.
Meanwhile, West Virginia is sending nearly 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist the Trump administration. Hundreds of District of Columbia National Guard were activated this week to back up local law enforcement in the battle against a major crime wave in D.C. President Trump and Russian strongman Vladimir Putin have fallen short of reaching a deal to end the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will visit Washington Monday to meet with President Trump. Erin has strengthened into a hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing heavy rains. It's causing flooding and landslides, or the potential for it. The National Hurricane Center in Miami, it says that Erin's expected to turn east to the U.S. next week and is the first hurricane of the Atlantic storm season. Breaking news at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So you can get you out of pain by taking their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
New York City health officials say four people have died in a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The bacterium that causes Legionnaires has been discovered in 12 cooling towers on 10 buildings. Health officials said Thursday that remediation was completed on 11 of those cooling towers in central Harlem and that the final tower should be completed Friday. Legionnaires' disease is a type of pneumonia caused by bacteria that grow in warm water and spread through building water systems. New York City's acting health commissioner is urging people to contact a health care provider if they're in central Harlem and they develop flu-like symptoms. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities are searching for missing people in a remote village in India-controlled Kashmir after flash floods tore through the area. At least 80 people are unaccounted for. More than 60 have died in this incident. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's never too late to return something that never belonged to you in the first place.
A library book has been returned 82 years after it was checked out from the San Antonio Public Library. It came with a letter saying, quote, Grandma won't be able to pay for it anymore. Overdue fines back then were 3 cents a day. Now, accounting for inflation, that would be $16,000 in today's money. Luckily, the library eliminated overdue fines in 2021. Jason Walker reporting.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted in what prosecutors allege was a scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. She and Jeffrey Vappi are accused of exchanging encrypted messages through WhatsApp to avoid detection and erasing them. The pair has said their relationship was professional. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 78 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Big news, Reading. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Reading community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Reading to learn more. Sale only valid at the Reading store.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Roof Max Roof Restoration and Quikrete. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti with my main tool guy, Jim Kenzie.
Wow. See? I've been called a tool before, but never a tool guy.
I mean this as a compliment, and I also use the letter T, so you're a terrific tool guy.
Your theme. Theme
you,
for
I
this
gotta
hour.
Think about you for next week. I just love making these challenges because, you know, life's not hard enough.
It's what you do.
Listen up, guys. We've got a busy show for you this hour, so let's get to it. Well, summer may be winding down, but there is still time to tackle a few key home improvement projects before the warm weather disappears. So coming up, we're going to share the top jobs to check off your list, from painting and sealing driveways to late season landscaping, so your home is ready to shine through the fall and beyond. And summer can definitely be rough on your lawn. Between the heat, the heavy foot traffic, and all the backyard fun, it's no wonder your grass might be looking a little tired. But don't worry, coming up, we're joined by Dr. Matthew Koch. He's the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at Scotts Miracle-Gro with a PhD in plant genetics and years of turf expertise. So he knows what he's talking about, and he's going to share some smart, easy-to-follow tips to help your lawn bounce back from summer stress and stay green, healthy, and lush. And also, summer sun might feel great, but it's baking your roof. We're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement. So call us right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, we've got Larry now from Arkansas, and he's got a landlord running an extension cord from his home into Larry's place. Oh, man, that doesn't sound good. What's going on there?
The extension cord is plugged into our front porch and is connected to a light at an attached shed. And the real problem is I'm thinking about putting a freezer in the shed, and I strongly suspect that that's not enough electrical support for a freezer.
Yeah, yikes. That does not sound good. And it is most definitely not enough electrical support, especially for a freezer that draws so much amperage every time that sort of compressor kicks on to cool everything. I would think an extension cord, even if sized properly for an appliance, is more of a temporary solution and not a permanent solution. I mean, if you want to run power to another building, shed or not, it should be run properly, which is generally underground with cables that are rated to be buried, that are tied to their own circuit, with proper circuit protection. So what's going on there is a shortcut that I wouldn't recommend. And especially if you want to put an appliance out there, freezers do pull a lot of power. So you kind of have this voltage drop when they first kick in because of the draw. And so I would suggest that if it's something you really want to do, you need to have a circuit run there, because that's the best way to go.
I will check into doing that. I was concerned.
No, you were right to be concerned, Larry.
He's got the extension cord buried maybe a couple of inches some places.
Oh, like he buried a regular extension cord? Like, you didn't even know if it's, like, properly rated for an appliance.
Let alone outdoor use.
Yeah, I mean, that's really dangerous. And extension cords are meant to be air-cooled, like not hidden under rugs, not buried in the dirt, none of that stuff. So I would definitely maybe unplug that light for now, be without it for a while,
yeah,
and call it a pro.
Yeah, because they make ground contact electrical stuff, but not your standard extension cord.
Yeah, I mean, when we had the AC dead all like the beginning of the summer, I got window units for the kids' rooms, and of course in my 1920s house, there's like two outlets in each of their bedrooms.
Which are probably on the same circuit.
Yeah, and none of them are near the window. So I was like, okay, this doesn't reach and I don't have a proper extension cord. So I went to the home center and I had to look up what the amperage draw was from that AC unit, mm-hmm, make sure that that extension cord was properly sized for that. And then I didn't plug anything else into that extension cord. So it's like, sorry, kid, you can't charge your stuff up here this time.
Right.
You know, you just got to deal with it. But you want to make sure that everything is run safe, because electric is, potentially dangerous.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line, Leslie, with a bathroom floor thing, I guess is what I'm going to call it. What is going on there? You're getting moisture coming up through your floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking, because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
Is that laminate flooring directly on top of the concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
Is anything happening to it? Is it just showing up as a stain? Is there any sort of buckling?
It is not. It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminates.
Do you have air conditioning in the bath?
I do not.
All right. Well, maybe the cooler air against the warmer floor could cause this additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things that you should be doing. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage all around the outside of the house. I mean, that bathroom is on a slab, so it could get very wet from just being on the ground itself. That concrete is very hydroscopic. It's sucking up all the moisture in the ground, drawing it up into the slab, and then it's going to wick its way up and, you know, find its way into your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and your downspouts. You want to make sure that they're clean, that the water flows freely, and the spouts are extending about 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You want to get all of that roof water away and take a look at the angle of the soil around the house. You want to make sure that it's sloping away from the home and not towards the home. You want to think about maybe replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because if that bathroom is super humid, it's going to stay on longer to make sure that it removes all of the humidity from that space before you turn it off. I mean, I feel like everybody in my house, the shower, they're done, they turn off the vent fan in there. So it's not always doing the best job, but if you have a humidistat, it won't turn off until it reaches the proper moisture level. You also want to keep an eye on the floor, because some laminate floors stand up very well to moisture and some don't. So keep an eye on it. If it ends up that it does need to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy to kind of seal in and stop that moisture from evaporating up into the room. All right, but if you only get that far, don't tear everything up now. Just wait until it's time to replace it before you seal the slab and do that all at the same time. Just keep an eye on it. Try to maintain the moisture around the outside of the house and see if that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that, and thanks so much for calling us. Summer's winding down, but you still have time to tackle a few key home projects before that warm weather disappears. Coming up, we'll share the top jobs that you need to be checking off your to-do list. From painting and ceiling to late-season landscaping, your home is going to be ready to shine through the fall and beyond. That is next on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, before summer fades, taking a few minutes to inspect and clean your deck is a super important project that you can tackle very easily. You want to sweep away the debris, take a look for any loose boards or nails, and give it a gentle power wash. If the wood looks dry or faded, you can apply a fresh coat of sealant or stain. A little maintenance now is going to protect your deck from the fall rain and winter weather, and it keeps it looking great when you're ready to entertain next season. I love that. I'd love to be ready to just sort of roll into the warm weather once the winter's over. I don't want to do the work, so let's do it now. All right, Jim, who's up next on the phone?
That's because you're still pouting that ski season ended.
True, until like July. And then I'm like, oh, we're almost there.
Here we go, yeah. It's just like hunters and boaters and everything else, yeah.
You're not wrong. That's great.
In Missouri, Leslie, we've got Hugh. How can we help you out today on the Money Pit, Hugh?
I have quite a few Japanese beetles that have really attacked my cherry tree and my plum tree and my raspberries and my rose bush, a couple rose bushes. I've talked to a national company that will help me, but I have a couple dogs that are in the backyard some, and I'm wondering if how important is it to avoid chemical sprays to take care of those Japanese beetles.
Wow, Hugh, it seems like they really love everything that's going on in your garden. You know, it's tricky. I think when it comes to pesticides and treating for insects around the yard, garden, house, everything, people kind of think, ugh, everything's bad. But I think if you work with a reputable exterminator who works with products that are tested and trusted by the manufacturers and by that individual, you'll find that most of them are relatively safe when they're applied by these professionals. They're thoroughly tested. They're not going to put anything in your house. If you say to the exterminator, I have pets and small children, they'll say, hey, we won't use X, Y, and Z here. We can use this alternative. I think there's always a solution to kind of find the right treatment, whether it's chemical, whether it's natural, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. And using a pro gives you a better product to get rid of those insects more effectively than you picking up something over the counter, which could be way more toxic. And then you're spraying and overspraying and not really paying attention to how much or where or what's the best way to do it. I think if you're working with a pro who uses these chemicals every day to treat these insects, they will know how to apply it. It will be far more effective than you trying something on your own. So for me, if there was a lot going on in the garden and I was very concerned about what's happening with the plants and the rose bush and the raspberries, I would bring in a pro. And again, they're going to know when you speak to them that we eat these raspberries. I have a dog. I have kids who play in the yard, and they will correctly and effectively treat that in a way that works for you. So I would start there with a pro and see what they suggest.
Okay, thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to your program every week.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad we could help you out.
Thank you.
Well, summer is winding down, but before you pack away the patio cushions, there's still time to knock out a few projects that are easier and way more pleasant to tackle while the weather is warm. So first up, any exterior painting or staining you've got to do, whether it's your siding, the shutters, the deck, or a fence, this is the time to get it done. Paint and stain are going to cure best in temperatures between 50 and 85 degrees. So if you wait too long, cooler nights and damp days are going to mess with the finish and the long longevity of that project lasting. Next, you want to seal your driveway. Asphalt takes a beating from the sun, the rain, and eventually the snow. So if you seal it now, that will help protect against cracks and deterioration caused by freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, a freshly sealed driveway looks sharp and boosts your curb appeal. And speaking of curb appeal, this is a great time to refresh your landscaping. So trim overgrown shrubs, edge those garden beds, plant some late-blooming perennials or even mums for a splash of fall color. And while you're at it, check your exterior lighting. The days are getting shorter, so make sure that your pathways, the porch, the driveway are all well lit for safety and ambiance. And finally, don't forget to clean and store your summer gear. Power wash the grill, clean that patio furniture, organize those pool toys and the garden toys. Storing them clean means that they're going to be ready to go next year without any surprises. So if you're looking for a productive weekend, pick one or two of these projects. You're going to protect your investment, boost your home's value, and head into fall feeling like you've gotten the most out of summer. All right, let's see who we have on the line next, Jim.
We have Eunice in Arkansas, Leslie, and she has a retaining wall that she thinks is a chameleon and keeps changing colors. What's going on, Eunice?
Part of it is the part that's turning white.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're thinking it's sort of falling apart. Have you asked the manufacturer the question as to what might be going on while you're seeing this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the retailer could be telling you one thing and maybe the manufacturer is saying something else. So I would go right to the manufacturer and speak with them. You know, it's like you don't know what's being left out from the other conversation getting to you. You could be talking to a field rep who maybe thinks he knows the answer but doesn't. So the first thing you need to ask is, was this floor thoroughly dried before you started the whole process of the floor coating on it? And when you put that paint down the two times, was it from the same batch or was it different batches? Because it's hard to think of this epoxy floor not adhering, so it's kind of like an unusual situation there. I mean, I would definitely turn to one of the technical experts at the manufacturer. You should be able to get in touch with them pretty easily and ask them about this. They generally have people there who can help you identify what the issue is, and then they can help you maybe come up with a better solution since they know that product very well. There's probably a chemical reaction going on somewhere that's causing this issue, and they'll help you get better to the bottom of it. All right, Eunice?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, Leslie, dealing with clogged up pipes is never a good problem to have, and we've got Lewis on the line who's doing that exact thing right now. Fill us in, Lewis.
I have an older home that just had a hot water heater system installed. And now I have no hot water pressure, all the lines are on. I think it has to do with the fact that the galvanized piping may be broken loose inside and caused some kind of blockage. And I was just calling to find out what's the best way to unblock those pipes.
Yeah, Lewis, that's no fun. I mean, you got a new water heater thinking you were going to have better flow of hot water, and now you have no hot water. You know, I kind of understand why you're thinking maybe these galvanized pipes, because galvanized pipes were kind of like the first step in plumbing systems. And when you look at a galvanized pipe, you know it's the oldest part of that system itself. You're seeing newer copper pipes on the project itself, but then all of a sudden these galvanized pipes. And what can happen is the inside of that galvanized pipe gets sort of build up with rust and yuck and whatnot. And over the time, it gets so clogged. I mean, think of it as like a clogged artery. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then perhaps something on the interior of it kind of broke away and now it's blocked. So this could have happened maybe when they put the water heater in, if they didn't change those pipes out, maybe just all of the moving of the mechanisms kind of knocked something loose inside of the galvanized pipe. But you can't unclog it at this point. I think it's a matter of replacing. And to that point, you would probably want to replace it not with copper, but with PEX, which is cross-length polyethylene piping. And it's really easy to work with. It's super durable. It's much more forgiving than any other plumbing pipe out there. It's great for remodeling projects. I mean, you're able to run PEX right up an exterior wall that you would have other issues with because of a rigid piping surface. Now, PEX will expand. It doesn't break as soon as it gets too much pressure on it. So if it were to freeze, you wouldn't have water for a bit, but it's not going to break that pipe. So it's definitely a good solution for this, but you do want to get that galvanized pipe out, replace it with something more updated, and hopefully that will restore the flow to every fixture in the house. All right, good luck with that project. Sorry, one project started another project, but hopefully this ends the projects. This is the Money Pit. Well, summer can be rough on your lawn, lots of heat, heavy foot traffic, and all that backyard fun. No wonder your grass is looking a little tired. We've got a great interview coming up with the Research and Development Fellow Lead for Lawns from Scotts Miracle-Gro. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Looking a little tired this summer, don't worry, you are not alone. The heat, the foot traffic, the unpredictable weather, it all takes a toll. But today's guest is here to help you bring that yard back to life. Joining us is Dr. Matthew Koch, R&D Research Fellow of Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. With a PhD in plant genetics and breeding from Rutgers, Matt is a smarty pants who has more than a decade of turning turf science into smart, sustainable advice that homeowners can actually use. And he's here to share expert tips on beating the heat, managing wear and tear, and keeping your lawn healthy and green all summer long. Matt, welcome to the Money Pit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So I think a lot of things come into play in the summer months. There's drought warnings. There's heat. There's all of these things. So how should homeowners adjust based on the changing weather conditions to keep a beautiful lawn?
Yeah, so this time of year, it's really important to look at your irrigation. Lawns, especially in the north, require about an inch and a half of rainfall or supplemental irrigation a week to stay looking good, especially like this time of year. It's important to adjust for that and provide the appropriate irrigation. Another thing is to make sure that the irrigation is staying in the right place. Adjusting your sprinkler head, adjusting the timing is also really important. You want to irrigate very early in the morning. People that irrigate late at night promote diseases because the leaves stay wet all night long. Changing your irrigation strategy to irrigating in the morning is very important.
How do you know that you're not overwatering? I mean, is there a way to sort of monitor the rainfall and the water that you're putting on to make sure that it's not too much?
Catch cans, rain meters are always suggested, setting up your irrigation system. This time of year, though, it's kind of hard to overwater. Grass is stressed, it's hot, it's dry, it's thirsty.
Now, I mean, in addition to it being hot and dry, I have boy children, and the lawn is like their favorite play area, from like, you know, sprinklers and games like that to endless soccer. I mean, the lawn's already stressed. How can we keep our grass from struggling just because of the usage?
Yeah, so I love that. I love hearing that people are using their lawns. It's my favorite house plant for that reason.
It looks so great.
Yeah, my daughter goes out and plays on sprinklers, playing fetch with the dogs. So hearing that people are using their lawns, that's what we want to hear. But, of course, it does stress them out. Rotating the stressed areas around is always important. Not putting too much traffic in one area always helps, and giving the lawn a chance to recover. Another great strategy is feeding your lawn. Your lawn is alive. It's a living organism. It requires food to thrive. So feeding your lawn is always important. Keep it looking healthy and have it recover from stress. So Scotts always has great products for things like that. Scotts Turf Builder Summer Guard is a great option for the summer. It's nutrients for your lawn to keep your lawn looking great, and also an insecticide to keep those pesky insects at bay. For a more natural option, there's O.M. Scott & Sons Natural Lawn Food, which is a new launch that we have that is curated and crafted for nutrients that are found in nature.
So in terms of feeding and caring for the lawn with these additives, is this something that you're adding to your morning watering routine, or is this more of like a midsummer check-in? Like, what's the best time to apply this?
Yeah, so the best time to apply it is really after you experience some stress. This is perfect for recovering your lawn from damage. So after the damage has occurred, you will feed your way out of it and allow your lawn to recover. So usually before and after stress. So spring feeding is always important, but always following it up with a late summer feeding to recover from damage.
How about mowing the lawn? I feel like people think, all right, I'm going to mow the lawn super short because it's so hot and it doesn't need all of that grass there to add to the stress of it. But is there a better approach when it comes to proper lawn care as far as mowing goes in the summer?
Yeah, I think we all like the look of a nice, low-cut, manicured lawn like a golf course, but definitely not the most consumer-friendly, homeowner-friendly approach, especially as we're trying to save water. So mowing high is always a great option. Raising your mowing height up to the top of the mowing deck is always a good choice. What that does is it shades out the surface of the lawn and prevents water from evaporating, and also really promotes deep roots. Another great mowing recommendation is sharp blades. Dull blades shred the leaf tip, which actually increases the amount of water lost from the grass plant.
Yeah, because it's trying to heal itself.
That's right. Yeah, and it's also a great opportunity for those pathogens, those diseases, to get into the plant. So a nice sharp blade is a great choice, too. I always like sharpening my blade before I go out and mow.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Koch, the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. So, Dr. Matthew, I've decided that's what I'm calling you right now. Now that we're sort of ending summer, I know we're still sort of in the thick of it, but should we be thinking about the fall? I know we're all thinking of cooler temps, but what can we be doing as we're sort of, you know, wrapping up summer, getting ready for fall to make sure that the lawn is great?
Are we at that point already that we're wrapping up summer?
Well, you know, I'm thinking ahead.
I like it. It really is late summer lawn applications that prepare you for the fall. So that late summer feeding with a product like Scott's Summer Guard, great option, really does help repair from the damage of using your lawn all summer and gets you ready for the prime growing conditions of fall. Fall is also the best opportunity for you to seed and repair. So really getting your lawn whipped into shape, watered well, deep roots, actively growing, coming out of summer, repairing from damage, that's where you want your lawn to be.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. If folks want some more info and perhaps have some help finding the right product for the application, they can head on over to scotts.com, and I'm sure they will find all of that information there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, summer sun might feel great, but it's taking a toll on your roof. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full replacement. That is next on The Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, all that summer sun definitely does a lot of damage around the house. So we've been talking about drafts a bit on the show, but I think you also need to consider that for caulking around the windows and doors, while it dries out, that is what's going to cause the drafts. So while you're looking around the house, if you're seeing the breezes, if you're seeing the wind, if you feel a draft, it's not just about replacing the weather stripping. You can take a look at the exterior caulk and the sealants. If you see gaps or cracks in that sealant, you can reapply a high-quality exterior caulk to kind of seal things up tight. And you want to do this before the cooler weather arrives. It's definitely a small job that can make a big difference in your comfort and your energy savings, but it's also those small little cracks in these sealants around your windows, around that trim, that can lead to leaks and can lead to problems with the structure of that window frame itself. So definitely take a look now. It's a simple project you want to do while the weather is nice, and it's going to be a big, big saver come the fall season.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It curls the edges, and then they're prone to cracking. So if your roof is 10 years old or more, this is the perfect time for a roof checkup, and that's where RoofMax comes in. Now, RoofMax is an innovative plant-based treatment that restores the flexibility and the water-repelling power of your aging shingles. You want to think of it as like a spa treatment for your roof. It's going to rehydrate those dried-out shingles so they can flex, they can expand and contract like they did when they were new. And that's critical for handling the daily temperature swings that can really wear a roof down, especially in the summer. Now, each RoofMax treatment can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years, and it comes with a 5-year guarantee. Now, the best part is the process takes just a few hours. No mess, no hassle, no giant dumpster in your driveway, no obnoxious loud noises from those shingles being replaced, and no nails in your driveway causing tires to be flat. So it really is a huge saver. And if you're thinking about cost, get this, RoofMax treatments can save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement, and that's a huge win for your wallet. But this isn't a DIY job. RoofMax is applied by a nationwide network of trained, certified installers, so you know that the job is getting done right. So if the summer heat is starting to show on your shingles, don't wait for those leaks to show up this fall. A quick inspection now could save you thousands and help your roof last for years to come. You can learn more at roofmax.com. That's roofmax, M-A-X-X.com. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We have Sherry in Oregon on hold. Leslie, she has a question about a cast iron tub. What can we do for you today, Sherry?
What you can do for me is get rid of my fears.
Okay.
All right.
I have a cast iron tub. And soon after I get out of it and it starts to cool down, I hear this horrible loud snap. Or even if I walk into the bathroom before the tub is totally cooled down.
Like a metal sounding snap?
Yes.
I mean, that could simply be oil canning. Basically, as the tub is expanding and contracting from being hot and then cool, it kind of pops as the metal expands and contracts. So that could be what you're hearing. I mean, it's unusual with a cast iron tub, though, because those are generally pretty stiff, but that's the sound you're describing to me. Could just be a little bit of an annoyance, as long as it doesn't sound like you've got lumber snapping or something like that. If it's metal kind of like popping, like when you squeeze like a soda can or something and it makes it like ding, like popping sound, that's what it is.
Well, fantastic. I've gotten rid of that fear.
All right, there you go. Now that we've cleaned the slate, you've got nothing to worry about. Thanks so much for calling us, Sherry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
In Arkansas, we have Jack on the line, Leslie, and he's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's happening there, please, Jack.
My topic is a storm shelter that's made of steel, but it's leaking, and it has leaked since it was installed. Is there some way to detect a leak and to fix that with either welding or sealant?
Oh, well, a leaky storm shelter, I mean, that's definitely something if you don't fix because it's steel, it could potentially weaken that whole structure. So a couple of things, I mean, definitely don't weld it. That seems like overkill. But you might want to try to seal it. If it's like a leak in the seam, you could use something like silicone. But if it's the entire roof of the storm shelter, you might want to replace that itself. And you could use EPDM. It's like a rubberized roofing product. And then you would kind of re-roof it with that because that would do a great job of keeping the majority of the water off of that structure. And if during a storm you're hopping in there for safety and protection and you get a little bit of a leak, that's no big deal, right? But you don't want it to rot out over time and then that roof becomes weak because that's what's protecting you. So you want to make sure you keep that structure sound. And, you know, I wish you good luck with that because you're in Arkansas and there can be some wicked storms there. So definitely get this, you know, fixed up before the storm season kicks into full swing.
If you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly curiosity can turn into danger. Leslie is sharing 3 smart ways to make your home safer for kids without turning it into a padded cell. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
Have you been a victim of Affinity Fraud?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Although someone could look like you, talk like you, relate to you, don't be convinced you can trust them with money. Whether it's your church parish, a union, don't be a victim of a scam.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefits of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections as too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.